Welcome to the Not Old Better Show. I'm your host, Paul Vogelzang. Today, we are talking to Weird Al Yankovic. This is just a treat for me, I have to tell you. Weird Al Yankovic has outlasted, and in some cases, outsold, the artists whose songs he's parodied. I think that is just amazing.
White and nerdy, think I'm just too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Can't you see I'm white and nerdy? Look at me, I'm white and nerdy.
I love white and nerdy. I can just totally relate. My youth, absolutely. And I think it's really important to point out that the video for that song has twice as many YouTube views as the original song, Ridin'. And although Weird Al doesn't always get as much attention for it, the master of comedic songwriting also writes his own original song.
You used to think I was nice. Now you tell all your friends that I'm the Antichrist. Oh, why did you disconnect the brakes on my car? That kind of thing is hard to ignore. Got a funny feeling. You don't love me anymore.
Weird Al has been the king of parody for 30 years. He's won 3 Grammys, and he's released his 14th album. It's called Mandatory Fun. He's touring in support of that album and all the rest of his great music. And he's joining me from his 2016 summer tour. He's going to be appearing at Wolf Trap National Park here in Virginia on September 11th, 2016. Thank you, Weird Al Yankovic, for joining us today.
My pleasure, thank you.
So, Mandatory Fun is the name of your album. Is that how you describe your approach to life?
I think it's very important to have fun. In fact, let's say it's mandatory, yeah. That was just an oxymoron that I've always been amused by. It's used a lot in corporate retreats and, I'm told, in the military. And also, this is the last album of a 32-year-long record contract. So some fans have theorized that that might have something to do with it as well, although I can't really comment on that.
You mean, like, you know, there might be an obligation and, you know, to do this album?
Perhaps,
yeah. Well, when you first released this album, you released the videos and you released the song Word Crimes, one of my favorites, of course, the parody of Robin Thicke's Blurred Lines. We're going to listen to just a little bit of that now.
If you can't write in the proper way,
let me write a...
if you don't know how to conjugate,
hey, maybe you flunked that class.
The idea for Word Crimes, I thought, well, that's great because I'm always correcting people's grammar. It's kind of a big deal with me. In fact, I've done some funny videos for YouTube where I'm correcting road signs and making the grammar better on the highway and in the supermarket.
So road signs? Lord, you know, all that must make you popular at parties.
Yeah, well, it makes me a hero among a small subset of the population.
You know, there was a time when Weird Al did parody, and that was it. And now Cookie Monster and Sesame Street have done a version of Carly Rae Jepsen's Call Me Maybe.
Hey, me just met you, and this is crazy, but you got Cookie, so share it maybe.
Cookie Monster's my number one competition right now.
Hey, me just met you, and this is crazy, but you got Cookie, so share it maybe.
No, I don't view it as a competition at all. I think it's wonderful that there's a level playing field now. It's more of a challenge now because now I have to compete with the thousands and thousands of people on YouTube that are also putting out comedic songs and parodies.
And MTV is sort of a different thing than it was. You know, when you first got started, and I'm thinking back now about Eat It, which was like an anthem of my childhood, more than even Beat It was. I mean, you know, that song was just in such heavy rotation on MTV.
Well, MTV's a completely different animal now, obviously. Back when I was first starting out in the 80s, it was a 24-hour music video channel. People watched it for hours on end. They would memorize every tiny detail of every music video. And then when I came along and I just tweaked those little video moments, people understood and got the humor immediately. Nowadays, MTV is more of a reality show channel, and I'm not really focused on that, and they're certainly not focused on me. So the internet is the new MTV, is at least as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I mean, the internet is absolutely the place. As I've mentioned to you, I've been a big fan for a long time, but I first met you as a result of some work I was doing on behalf of artists' rights, and you've been a big supporter of permission and rights, and you never really tried to kind of just get away with anything and without asking about, kind of permission regarding your parodies. Is it true that you don't even need permission?
Legally, I say it's a gray area. I could get away with not getting permission, but I've never wanted to get away with that. I wanted to do it with the artist's blessing. I think it's more taking the high road to make sure that the artist feels like they're in on the joke. I want them to know that it is, in fact, an homage. It's a tribute. It's more of a poke in the ribs than a kick in the butt. I mean, it's all meant in good fun.
As I walk through the valley where I harvest my grain, I take a look at my wife and realize she's very plain. But that's just perfect for an Amish like me. You know I shun fancy things like electricity.
I want to play one of your originals now from Mandatory Fun, and it's called Mission Statement. Let me play a little bit of this, and then we can talk a little bit about this.
We must all efficiently operationalize our strategies. Invest in world-class technology and leverage our core competencies in order to...
Having worked in kind of corporate America and the federal government, I can tell you from experience that this song, it is a song full of office jargon.
Correct.
Right. Yeah. That I know that. I've worked in some of these cube farms, but you've never really worked at a cube farm. So what was your inspiration for this?
I did have a day job 30 years ago in the traffic department of Westwood One, a radio syndication company. So I wasn't exposed to those kind of buzzwords so much back then, but I hear plenty of those buzzwords in marketing meetings still with the record label. And, I was familiar with it, so I thought it was about time for me to do my homage to that.
Transitioning a company by awareness of functionality. Promoting by ability.
And your original songs, like Mission Statement and others that some of them that we've listened to here, I've read that you feel like they don't get as much attention as you'd like them to.
Well, that's true. I mean, certainly among the general population, I'm known as the parody guy. And to this day, after 30 years, a lot of people still say, "Do you ever write your own songs?" And, I can't blame them for saying that, because virtually all of my hits have been the parodies. But the fans, the people that listen to the whole album, know that half of my material is, in fact, original. Although most of those are style parodies or pastiches, like the one you just played, which is obviously meant to sound like Crosby, Stills, and Nash and or Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young.
Yeah, I noticed that immediately about that song, the CSNNY, kind of flavor to it. Can we ever expect an album of all originals from you?
I don't think that's really necessary. I love doing the parodies as well as the originals, so it's not like I'd ever give up one in favor of the other. And in fact, I don't know that I'm going to be doing any more traditional albums after this point. I think that digital distribution is more the way for me to go, like putting out a single at a time, possibly two or three tracks for an EP. But I don't know that putting out 12 songs at once in this day and age, for me, is the best way for me to get my music out there, because if I'm waiting that long, chances are a lot of the material is going to be somewhat dated by the time it comes out.
Wow. Huh. Yeah, I guess that does make sense. So is this the last Weird Al album?
Well, I have to be careful about that, because a lot of people listen to that and say, oh, Al's retiring. I am not retiring. I intend to keep making music like I have in the past. All I'm saying is there's a pretty good chance this is the last conventional album, meaning the last time I'm going to release 12 songs at once.
Okay. Do you think you're going to just keep doing this forever?
This interview? I don't
know.
What? I don't know. You know, if you'd asked me 30 years ago if I'd still be doing it today, I would think that's pretty unlikely. But you know what? I love doing this. I can't imagine a job I'd rather have. I'm sure people will let me know when it's time to hang up the accordion and call it quits. But as long as people don't mind, I'll keep doing it.
Well, that's great. Well, Weird Al Yankovic joined us from his tour, now in Virginia, appearing at Wolf Trap in Northern Virginia. His album is Mandatory Fun. It's been out for a little while. You can find it, of course, online. What a great album it is. What a great career musically you have had. And we're gonna keep listening, of course. So thanks so much for joining us on the Not Old Better Show.
My pleasure. Thank you.
We clawed, we chained our hearts in vain. We jumped, never asking why. We kissed, I fell under your spell.
Thanks to all my guests today, all the help on the podcast, and especially to Media Studio Edit and the great work by Wayne Brown and his team for editing the podcast and making me sound so much better. That is to say, not old, but better. Thanks to all.